This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
The FBI is attempting to rehabilitate the public image of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as Congress has until April 19th to reauthorize it. The Bureau recently posted a video to X that features FBI Director Christopher Wray attempting to put a gloss on Section 702 as part of this months-long campaign. The Bureau's timely propaganda did not escape the attention of critics on X, where the post received a community note that read, "The FBI violated American citizens' Fourth Amendment rights 278,000 times with illegal, unauthorized FISA 702 searches." Among the critics was Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who wrote, "FBI just got called out in a community note on X. Congress, take note. FISA 702 has been used for warrantless surveillance of U.S. citizens hundreds of thousands of times. Yet the FBI demands 702 be reauthorized by April 19th without a warrant requirement for searches of U.S. citizens. Many in Congress will want to reauthorize FISA 702, which is set to expire on April 19th, either without modification or, more likely, with fake reforms that fail to impose a warrant requirement for searches directed at Americans. What is a Section 702? Well, it's a provision of FISA enacted by Congress in 2008 that enables the state to spy on foreign nationals located outside the U.S. with the compelled aid of electronic communication service providers. This was the law exploited by the FBI to spy on members of the Trump campaign in 2016 without probable cause. According to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Congress enacted Section 702 in order to address a collection gap that resulted from the evolution of technology in the years after FISA was passed in 1978. Many terrorists and other foreign adversaries were using email accounts serviced by U.S. companies, claimed the ODNI. Because of this change in communications technology, the government had to seek individual court orders based on a finding of probable cause to obtain the communications non-U.S. persons located abroad. Supposedly, going through the courts proved too costly because of the resources required, and because the government couldn't always meet the probable cause standard, which was designed to protect U.S. persons and persons in the United States. While 702 targets must be foreign nationals believed to be outside the U.S., the FBI readily admits that such targets may send an email or have a phone call with a U.S. person. Uh-oh. Do you hear that, Carter Page?
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.